radical pi. 3.14159265358979323846264333827. Now I feel that I should mention pi is applicable in any dimension, at least as far as I know. If there were no pi, we'd be missing things like marbles and mugs and balls of string and sports such as soccer and curling. The orbs and their celestial paths navigate along elliptical graphs. Ellipses have pi in them too. Just one side of them has groove. You can see pi in most everything. It's in Cornell's electron storage ring, and also in slinkies and other springs. And that's why it's important to know pi. You should memorize pi, pi, mathematical pi. 3.14159265358973384626433832. Once one night I had a dream that pi was gone and I had to scream, 'cause all pi things had disappeared. Can you imagine a world like that? Circles aren't round and spheres aren't flat. It's the culmination of everything we feared. 'Twas a nightmare of epic proportions, one that gave me brain contortions. Oh wait, I mean contusions. They put me in some institutions. But then I escaped and now I'm free to sing of the virtue of pi. Pi, pi, mathematical pi. 3.14159265358973384462643832.
There it is, the yearly appearance of Mathematical Pi, Ken Ferrier, and Anthony Chan doing that. And the slightly better known Lucy Kaplansky, probably much better known with her dad Irv Kaplansky, and a song about Pi, March 14th, 3.14 Pi Day, which is being celebrated by our neighbors at Nova Place in three different shifts, depending on what building you interact with, since we have leases in the garage, which is under all of Nova Place. I intend to go to all three shifts for Pi Day coming up. Happy birthday today to Dwayne of Westview, from wife Tiffany, daughter Zoe, and son Gabriel, also Ryan from your family, Maya from the Bingham family, and today is the birthday of Joanne Rogers, Mrs. Rogers, and we miss you. Joanne would be 95 today. Tomorrow, Colleen Doino, happy birthday to you from your family and friends. Miguel of McKeesport, from Marcy and Marcus. Helen, the Polka Queen, happy birthday to you, Helen. You know who you are. From Dust Bowl, Jack. On Monday the 13th, we have Dominicchio from your family, Mary Beth of Monroeville, Marley from Tom and Dee, Jackie of Glassport from your family, Aline up in Saco, Maine from husband Jeff, and all of us, Michael of Fenelton, happy birthday to you from your family. On the 14th, we have Linda wishing Leonard a happy birthday, and Alyssa of Valencia, happy birthday to you from Dad Nate, Mom Karen, Sister Laura, and Brother Lucas. And there are more. Eric and Point Breeze from your family, Rob and Morningside, and on the 14th, Dust Bowl, Jack. Happy birthday to you, Dust Bowl. Kathy Ensweiler wishes you a very happy birthday. On the 15th, we have Ethan. Also, Derek of Poland, Ohio, from Charlotte, Debbie, Rich, Shannon, Ryan, Alex, Mira, your whole family, and us. Karen of Allison Park, from your family. And here's Ken Doino, celebrating close to Colleen, just 3 days apart. Happy birthday, Ken. Thomas of Butler, from your family, and Carl. Happy birthday to you. It says you're from a secret soulmate. Simon of Harmony, from your whole family, is the first birthday on March 16th. Then Ova of Munn Hall and Trey of Claysburg. Erica from Mom and Jonathan on the south side. And Maggie of Squirrel Hill from your family. Finally, on the 17th, we have Karen of Ligonier from Steve in Monroeville. Pat of West Mifflin. Eric in Plum from Jill. Jill of Ford City from Janice and Tom. And happy birthday on Friday the 17th to Tim.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address and we will make sure a uniformed employee of the United States government hand delivers a Saturday Light Brigade birthday communique to their door. Hello to Caden. Caden made a request inspired by Mathematical Pie. He wants to hear 18 Wheels on a Big Rig. That will be coming up shortly. We have an Herbs in Action feature, actually from our Chefs in Action series, coming up. Then we'll have 18 Wheels on a Big Rig. Then we'll play Guess Who? It's the most organized I've been in years. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Chefs in Action. Reflections and stories from culinary artists, bakers, herbalists, and others about the many benefits and uses of herbs.
My name is Nathaniel Pantalone. I own Dober Tea in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We opened almost 10 years ago in March of 2013. My interest in tea started when I was in college. My friend Adam and I used to try to study at a local tea shop and ended up just talking instead of studying, and turned tea into our sort of social gathering time. And we ended up turning that interest into a blog and then a podcast. We always found tea to be a communal experience, a social experience, and others find it to be conducive to studying and to meditation or writing even. And I wanted to create a space that really allowed people that creativity or that community. What really helps is our staff. Our staff are very friendly. We try to hire people that are social, friendly, that like to see the regulars, that like to work there, that really like tea and like to share that with people. And we try to prescribe teas based on the day too, because some days I don't really want to drink green tea or I don't want to drink something with caffeine, but there's other days I do. We really try to be mindful of everything and bring that to the customer and provide that space for the customers. I get the question a lot if I have a favorite tea, and I really don't. I used to have a favorite tea. When we had our podcast, my favorite was an oolong called Da Hong Pao. It's a really dark, smoky oolong. I still love that tea, but it's one of my cold weather favorites, and I want nothing to do with it in the summertime. So I find myself in the summer drinking a lot more floral things, grassier things like green teas, iced teas, of course. And of course, in the wintertime, I don't really want to drink iced tea. I want to drink something hot, something smoky, like a Lapsang Soochong black tea or some ginger is really nice, like those types of flavors. So I don't really have one anymore. And I'm blessed that the tea room, we have access to everything, so I can drink whatever I want. We do try to ask the customer as many questions as possible to figure out what they need in that moment. And that takes a lot of practice and a lot of finesse. Sometimes somebody will come in and say, I need something grounding. I need something that's going to give me energy. We might offer them pu'er tea. It's very earthy. It can be grounding and also invigorating. Sometimes people will need something bright, something not caffeinated, but lively. And so we might give them some lavender or something with magnolia or something that's going to kind of lift their spirits, you know, aromatically. We consider ourselves part of the naturalist school of tea, which doesn't add a lot of milk and sugar and things like that to their tea, and we try to serve tea traditionally. That's our main goal. Of course, we have iced teas and things that aren't really traditional, and chai that are traditional but have a lot of milk and sugar. So you can really taste the true essence of the plant and the craftsmanship that goes into the tea. A lot of them are hand-processed, and there's a lot of practice, a lot of artisanal experience that goes into that. These people that process the tea, they've done it for years and years, and they're the reason why you get the flavors that you do, the nice floral aromas of oolong or the like rich taste of black tea a lot of the time. We think it's sort of honorable. It honors the tea. You can add milk or sugar if you want. We try to encourage people to drink it without a lot of milk and sugar. We also try to brew the tea so that you can drink it without milk and sugar, because sometimes people overbrew their tea and then it's hard to drink without a little sugar or something to it. So that's one of the things when we train employees on brewing the tea, trying to hit that sweet spot of it has a lot of flavor, but it's not unpalatable. Pittsburgh has lots of different people from around the world, different generations, and we wanted our design inside to echo that multiculturalism that we were going for. We took a lot of inspiration from Middle Eastern design, especially Moroccan design, but we incorporated a lot of Asian influences, of course, some Western influences, like with our bell that you ring for service, that's very common in Europe, and things like that that we really wanted to make it this kind of melting pot of different cultures, because the teas come from all over the world. And now our customers kind of reflect that as well, which is great. It's a good feeling to see people come in and enjoy it like I used to. We do find tea as community building. We also find it as a way to meditate, a way to slow down, different in that way from, say, coffee. In my experience, it's really part of a healthy lifestyle that regular tea drinking, for me, I found to be part of how I want my lifestyle to be, and I feel good when I drink tea. It's conducive to conversation. It's conducive to community. Getting a pot and brewing it a few times is sort of part of the meditation of tea drinking, that it's this sort of ritual that you do, and it slows you down in that moment, even for just a minute. You might take a break for your work, spend a minute thinking about making this pot of tea, and then go back to your work, and it's kind of a break. I think it really is part of a healthy lifestyle. You can find Dober Tea at 1937 Murray Avenue in Pittsburgh, PA. It's in Squirrel Hill neighborhood. Our website is doberteapgh.com. You can order loose leaf tea and pottery from our website. Find us on all the big social medias, Instagram, Facebook, at doberteapgh.
To hear this feature again or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig.
Okay, everybody now.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Body fine, good buddy. Let's back the big rig on up now.
18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, wheels on the big rig.
Okay, now let's count just the even number wheels.
Oh, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 wheels on the big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Okay, let's go to the other side of the truck now and count just the odd number wheels.
Oh, there's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17 wheels on the big rig.
Sounds like you might have a flat. I don't know.
Okay, since you're so smart, why don't you try doing it in Roman numerals?
Okay, I will. Oh, there's I, 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 V, 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 I, V, I, I, V, I, I, I. I X X X I X I I X I I I X I V X V X V I X V I I X V I I I.
Wheels on a big rig, and they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Tap that, will ya?
I will now attempt to divide the wheels of a big rig by pi.
There it is.
Oh, there's 3.14314256791111,000,000 wheels on the big rig, and they're rolling, 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 rolling.
And thank you to Caden for making that request, Trout Fishing in America, 18 wheels on a big rig. Good morning to Ben Shannon. It's nice to have you along listening today at the Saturday Light Brigade. So many folks checking in. Thank you for doing so. We are going to play Guess Who momentarily, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Program note: today at 11 o'clock, we are going to feature some past performances by the great Terry Griffith. Terry passed away last November at the age of 75, a solo performer with a career spanning over 60 years. He's best known for his love of Irish music and thousands of appearances at pubs, concert halls, Renaissance fairs, other festivals and venues throughout Pittsburgh and beyond. He was also deeply involved in Pittsburgh's St. Patrick's Day Parade. And accordingly, we'll be featuring him today at 11 o'clock, since today is the day of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. We have performances this morning from 2008 and 2012. And I'll also let you know where you can find complete archives of those performances, as well as a 2009 performance, as we get closer to that. Now it's time to play Guess Who. This morning's Guess Who initials are C-R. C-R. That's C as in Coriopolis. And R. R as in Rocky Top. C-R. Now, could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from the world of sports, film, history, another form of entertainment. Regardless, we think it's a name you've probably heard before. You can guess as many times as you would like to. The initials, C-R, C-R, 412-200-5975 is how to participate, 412-200-5975, C-R are this morning's initials, and some guesses are already coming in. Right off the bat, Mike hits me with a name I've never heard before. Is it spell check or is it me? It's me. It's Charles Ruggles, a character actor. Not one I know, but maybe you know Charles Ruggles. It is not Charles Ruggles, a good guess. Tom in McCandless has Cal Ripken, Cecil Rhodes, Chris Rock, and Carl Rowe. Good morning to Larry and Van in Elwood City. The sound hound a few weeks ago was the sound of a mourning dove. And he mentions that ever since he misidentified that sound, the mourning doves are now on his front porch daily, awakening them. And it's as if they're getting back at him for not knowing their voice early on. We also got a video. It's a little hard. It would be very hard to share on the radio, but Bonnie sent us a video of her dog reacting to the mourning doves. And Star gave quite a quizzical look to the radio as the voice of the mourning doves came out. Carl Reiner, guest by Bruce and Ingram, also Charles Nelson Riley. Neither of those. Linda, good morning, Linda. She also has Charlie Ruggles, Cesar Romero, Claude Rains, Charles Nelson Riley, and Charlotte Ray as guesses. And Nick's got one, I don't know. I'll bet it's an actor. That's always my Achilles heel. It's Cyril Richard. Indeed. An actor. Generally playing villains, it says here. Nick also has Cornelius Ryan. These pop culture guesses that I don't know, I enjoy looking up. Irish-American journalist. An author unknown for military history. Not Cornelius Ryan. 412-200-5975. Carol Reed, guessed by Kathy and Ty Nesta. Nick also, or Susan, actually, has Kathy Rigby. Kathy and Ty Nesta has Cliff Richard, Christopher Reeve, and Charlie Rose. None of those is it. Nobody has the correct answer so far. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 as we play Guess Who. The initials are CR. We're inviting you to guess who it might be. Christina Ritchie, just guessed by Ashley. Chris Rock, guessed by Anna. Feel free to guess by phone, live and on the air, 412-200-5975. Our lines are open. Here come some additional guesses. Christopher Robin, what a great guess. These are for Matt and Annie. Also, Christopher Reeve. James in Freiburg has Chris Robinson as one of his guesses. Also, Cody Rhodes, Chance the Rapper, I love it. Christina Ritchie, Christopher Robin, none of those James, but great guesses. Patrick of Stanton Heights also has Christina, that would be one R in Christina, and one R in Ritchie, and I don't know her very well, Christina Ricci. Another actress. I'm looking at her various characters here. We need to go to more movies. Ricky and I usually see one movie a year if we're lucky. Oh, Patrick has the correct answer. He also has Christopher Reeve, Chris Rock, and Cesar Romero, but Patrick, I didn't read one of yours, and that's because it's correct. Well done. Larry in Elwood City as Carl Reiner. And that gets us up to date, or does it? Another Christina Ricci from Cappy and Ty and Esta. Caden is very good at his guesses. He says Clifford Red, as in Clifford the Big Red Dog. It's not Clifford Red, but that is a great guess. Conrad Richter from Tom and McCandless. Corey Reynolds, the actor from Yvonne in Ohio. Christopher Robin from Nick in New York City. Patrick guesses Claude Rains. Very good. And Ricky just got off the phone a moment ago with Pat in South Park, who guessed,
"Hey, did you happen to see a
Charlie Rich?"
The most beautiful girl in the world.
Harry wrote with a guess of Cokie Roberts and Creedence Clearwater Revival. Good guess is also Susan, sometimes known as the other Susan, had a guess of Cokie Roberts. Jim mentions that Cyril Richard played Captain Hook in Peter Pan with Mary Martin. So we only have one correct answer so far. Tom, I believe you have the correct answer. The first name is a little bit different than the one you've given us. Kathy Rigby, guessed by Jim in Crafton Heights. Claude Rains, Christina Romer, and Kathy's got one other one. Former governor of Santa Fe and Argentine race driver. Former governor of Santa Fe, that's what it says here. I'm going to have to research this a little bit more. Carlos Reutemann, race car driver. Interesting. I don't know much about him, and I wouldn't think Santa Fe would have a governor. I'll have to read more about that, but it's not him. Just the same. 412-200-5975. We are playing Guess Who, and we are playing Guess Who with Guess Who today with the initials of CR. I promised Tom not too long ago that Tommy, that is, that I would play Galway Bay, and we have Guaranteed Irish with a song called My Own Dear Galway Bay that I think you'll like. And we'll keep taking your calls. CR, good luck to you as we play Guess Who.
It's far away I am today from scenes I roamed as a boy. And long ago, the hour I know, I first saw Illinois. But time nor tide nor waters wide could win my heart away.
Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay.
It's gray and bleak by shores and creeks, the rugged rocks abound. Oh, but sweet and green the grass between as grows on Irish ground. So friendship fond and wealth abounds, and the love that lives always.
Bless every home beside your bone, my own dear Galway Bay.
At night it's blood and hopeful mood and a heart of fire once more. After all the cold that one might hold, I'd never leave your shores. I'd be content with whatever God sends, would never roam away.
I lay my bones beneath church and stones beside you, Galway Bay. Of a poor old man be with you night and day. The blessings of a lonely man whose heart will soon be clay. And it's all of heaven, alas, of God beyond my dying day. For my soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay. My soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay.
Guaranteed Irish at the Saturday Light Brigade, my own dear Galway Bay. I think we still only have two correct answers so far. Jim and Blackridge guesses the Great Chuck Roast. Charlotte Rampling by Nick in New York City. James in Freiburg says, how about Caroline Ray or Craig Robinson? Is Caroline Ray who I think she is? Canadian actress and stand-up comedian. Kathy Antionesta has Charlotte Ray and Corin Redgrave. Matt has Caruso, Robinson. Jim and Blackridge with Charlie Rose, Clive Revel, and Carol Rosenberg from Kathy and Tynesta. Here's a hint. This person was the first Black female to hold her position. The first Black woman to hold this particular position. 412-200-5975. Mrs. Edwards just made a request by Judy Collins. We'll see if we have it, Mrs. Edwards. Thank you for checking in from Monroeville. Annie competing with Matt in his last name, first name, play style, just guessed Charles, Ray. That's not it. 412-200-5975 as we continue to play Guess Who. This one's been tough. We only have a correct answer from Patrick so far. And I think Tom might have it as well. 412-200-5975. We'll give you just a few more moments to come up with it. Oh, Ricky just got the correct answer. I can tell by the smile on her face. Kathy Antionesta has it. So does Nick in New York City. My hint must have helped. And it looks like Jason and Jason and Friendship has it. 412-200-5975 is the number. Hi, who's this?
Well, hello. My name's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you from?
I'm from Slippery Rock.
Nice to have you listening today. Do you have a little some snow in the air today?
Not too much yet. I guess we might be getting some.
Yeah, we had a little bit this morning. We live just north of Pittsburgh. And there was a little bit in the air this morning when we got up. Did you know this right away, or did the hints help you?
The hint helped me. As soon as I heard that, I knew.
And who is it?
Condoleezza Rice.
There it is, Condoleezza Rice. How quickly we forget.
Oh, my heavens, yes. She was something.
Yeah, she, you know, these days everybody is very polarized when it comes to politics, but she managed to have her detractors and folks who found her to be quite satisfactory across all spectrum, I think, or spectra.
I go with the latter.
Yeah. the latter is in negative or positive?
No, definitely positive.
Yeah, yeah.
I think for all the things she had to deal with and go through, I think she did a fine job.
I tend to agree with you. I was telling my friend Lynn the other just yesterday, who I saw. I said, you know, smart covers a lot of ground for me. If a person is intelligent, and she is a very intelligent woman. She's still living. She's 68 now. And Condoleezza Rice is a very intelligent woman.
I agree 100%.
I'm so glad you called us today. Are you doing anything special today at all?
Absolutely, I am. This is actually very cool. My siblings and I have, for the last 5 years, since my father passed, we get together one weekend a year, all of us, even though we're local and see each other a good bit, and we have a sleepover.
That's really cool. How many are you?
Well, there's four of us total. The ages are 60. Let me see. I'll be 64 this year, so that means my sister's 65 right now. So 65, 63, 61 and 60.
How about that? So you're going to get over, are you going to bring sleeping bags?
No, we don't go that far at our age. We always go to my brother's, and he makes dinner, and my one sister's bringing a fudge sundae pie for dessert.
Ooh.
And I'm taking, I usually take the things, and I do a breakfast casserole. And my brother this year is making spaghetti and meatballs. Like, he makes the best. These meatballs are huge, and they're so good. And my sister, happens to Murgatroyd, what is she bringing? Some snacky stuff, I guess. She's usually like veggies or fruit or something. So,
well, this is wonderful. Great. Are you going to stay up and do each other's hair and tell secrets and things?
No. That's not the type of...
No.
we're not quite into that. No, we sit, we reminisce, and we laugh and laugh and laugh. And it's just a wonderful time to be together and kind of celebrate my dad. And
I think that's...
It's great.
It's wonderful. You know, I'm not teasing you. I'm just thinking about sleepovers that kids have.
But, it's okay. Trust me. I'm a teaser too. So.
Yeah. What a great, I'm really glad that you thought to talk about that. What a great idea, Teresa.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
wonderful.
Sharing that. An extra charge for you. Thanks for calling. Take care.
Well, you're quite welcome. And thank you so much.
Bye-bye. And Jeff and Coriopolis also knew the correct answer. And Tom in McCandless and Patrick in Stanton Heights. Well done. We were looking for Condoleezza Rice. And we had a few others. Let me make sure I mention those. An adult sleepover. What a fun time that sounds like. Here is Stu in McCandless, who points out that Condoleezza Rice is also a concert pianist who once performed for Queen Elizabeth. And there's a video to prove it. I did not know that. Jason and Friendship knew Condoleezza Rice. And Kathy and Tyonesta and Nick in New York City got it. And I also mentioned earlier Patrick in Stanton Heights got it before the hint. Well done, Patrick. Tom and McCandless as well. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Teresa's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. Painted Glen and down mountains high. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. It's you, must go and I must back. But come ye back when summer's in a meadow. Oh, when a valley is hushed in white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. And if you come, well, all the flowers are dying, and I am dead, as dead I may well be. You come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an offer there for me. And I shall hear the soft you tread above me, and all my dreams will warmer, sweeter be. If you not fail, tell me that you love me. I'll simply sleep in peace until you come to me.
Come on, Danny boy.
That is a group known as St. James Gates. Hello to Jesse, whose message I missed in Point Breeze. Cal Ripken and Cal Ripken Jr. were his Guess Who guesses from our last segment. By the way, if you were playing Guess Who along with us, we cannot... It's hard for us to keep up with all the texts and phone calls and messages that we get. So please know we got your message. We try to acknowledge them all on the radio. And if you didn't hear back, we did get your message. We're going to do something a little different coming up in just a few moments. I think you'll enjoy it. Rick, you'll be by the phones to help us with that in a second. I do want to let you know that just after 11 o'clock today, in celebration of St. Patrick's Day weekend, which this weekend more or less is, at least in the city of Pittsburgh, with the St. Patrick's Day parade taking place today, we are going to honor Pittsburgh Irish troubadour Terry Griffith, who passed away November 11th last year at the age of 75. Terry performed at so many festivals, Renaissance fairs, pubs, concert halls, a solo performer who was beloved by so many people. He was active for over 60 years, and he made three appearances on SLB, one dating back to 2008. You'll hear from that one in our 11 o'clock hour, as well as some from his last appearance on SLB. That's all coming up. That one, I believe, is from 2012. And we'll also let you know how you can listen to all of his SLB performances. That will be coming up just after 11 o'clock on today's Saturday Light Brigade.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Well, since St. Patrick's Day and the parade is upon us, I thought it would be fun to turn to you today and ask if you can name some hit songs that have green in the title. Some, well, now there are many, many songs that have green in the title, but I'm curious about some hit songs that have green in the title. And let's see if we can make a collection together. Please call us. You can text us too. It would be great to have you join us on the radio, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. We're looking for hit songs that have green in the title. I have a few I'm already thinking of, but I don't want to steal your thunder if you're thinking of a few already. 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. Good morning to Michael. It's nice to have you listening. Also to Laurie and Jennifer. And here's Holly. Thank you, Holly, for checking in today. I've had a number of Facebook posts today saying, who was last week's Guess Who? So maybe I should tell you, too. Last week, it was Steffi Graf, the tennis player. This week, it was Condoleezza Rice. Here's a song that kind of qualifies. Not a monster hit, but one you've heard of. A song with green in its title. Here, done by the great Bob Dorrow.
It's not easy being green, having to spend the day the color of the leaves, when I'm sure it could be nicer being yellow or red or purple or something colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so very many ordinary things. People tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like sparkles on the water or stars in the sky. But green is the color spring. Green can be kind of friendly like. Green can be big like the mountain, or important like the ocean, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, why stop and wonder? Why wonder? Why wonder? Why wonder? I am green, so it'll do fine. It's beautiful. And green is just exactly what I want to be. Green, green, green. Green? Ribbit.
So there's an example. It's not easy being green, and I think I can play one in the background here as we get ready to talk to Dust Bowl Jack. Do you recognize this one? We're looking for songs with green in the title, and Dust Bowl, I'm not surprised that you know some. Happy early birthday to you, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the acknowledgement there.
Oh, you bet. So what did you think of?
Green, Green Grass at Home.
That's the one that's playing now, yes.
Yeah. And then it's Keen to Be Green. Is that Kermit the Frog song?
He sang it, I don't think it was originally sung by him. I should look that up. That song goes back, I think, before him. I'll look that up as we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
He certainly did it.
And there was a guy I went to college with, that's a celebrity in broadcast in Pittsburgh. Larry, oh, here I go. He's the voice of the Steelers now.
Oh, Larry Richard.
Yeah. Yeah, he and I went to Clarion at the same
time. Oh, yes. Clarion has delivered a lot of great broadcasters. It's Not Easy Being Green, by the way, was originally performed, it says here, by Kermit the Frog. I'm very surprised at that. Let's see, it was written by a guy named Joe Raposo. I I guess I'll believe Wikipedia. I really thought that song dated back before Jim Henson's time, but maybe not. So,
mm-hmm.
Wikipedia statistics show is usually right. So, what other ones did you come up with? Any others?
That's all I got at the moment. From the top of my head, I was kind of thinking about other things when you decided to put me on the air there. So.
Well, I'm glad you called. Who is that?
That's my buddy. That's Max.
He's Max.
Auditioning to be the sound dog.
Would be very.
I
like it. We could use all the help.
15-year-old Chihuahua.
Oh my goodness! I think I could have guessed that. I've mentioned before when I was a paper boy, the dogs with the biggest bark and smallest bite were always the Chihuahuas. They really liked to let you know they were there. Thanks. It's great to hear from you. Thanks for checking in.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason mentions that Harley suggested the song Green Sleeves. Alan just confirmed that It's Not Easy Being Green was written for the Muppet movie. Green River! Kathy Antionessa suggests great addition as we look for well-known songs with green in the title. She also says Green Tambourine. Bob Dylan and the Lemon Pipers had hits with that, right? Or did Bob Dylan? No, I'm thinking of Mr. Tambourine Man. Green Tambourine was the Lemon Pipers, I think. Yes. And she also had Green, Green Grass of Home. Nick and Mars has Green River from CCR. Bitter Green from Gordon Lightfoot. Leaves That Are Green from Simon and Garfunkel. Nice, the Orange and the Green from the Irish Rovers. Jim in Crafton Heights has Green Onions from Booker T and the MGs. Also Green River. And the great Green-Eyed Lady by the group Sugarloaf. Jim and Blackridge adds Green Tambourine and also Green Door. We're looking for songs with green in the title. Jim and Blackridge has Green, Green Grass of Home, and Green Onions as well. Mike and Mars says, does Green Green count by the new Christy Minstrels as two? Why not? That works. And I'm going to add Greenback Dollar just because I thought of it right now. Kathy had Green-Eyed Lady too, as well as Green Onions and Green Green Grass of Home. Susan has Green Tambourine. Whew. Let's see if we have any more that have come in. We do. Aileen has Green Grow the Lilacs. Stu added Green Green by the new Christy Minstrels. Green Grass and High Tides by Kathy and Ty Nesta. Ah, I am conflating I'm in Love with a Big Blue Frog with It's Not Easy Being Green. That's why I'm thinking that song is older. Although Kermit probably sung that one, too. Kathy says, Big Green Country, Green Hornet, Patty's Green Shamrock Shore. Those are all great. Green Grow the Rushes from Jeff in New Concord. Thank you, Jeff. Oh, Joni Mitchell and her song, Little Green. That's another good one. Quite a lot of green songs, and we'll take a few more if you would like to share them with us. 412-200-5975. I am looking for one song, there it is. Was it filed under Barry McGuire? Was it filed under the new Christy Minstrels? It doesn't matter, because here it is.
Just a good loving rambling man. Say, buddy, can you spare me a dime? Hear me crying, it's a
green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Yeah, I don't care when the sun goes down where I lay my weary head. Green, green valley or rocky road, there I'm gonna make my bed. Easy now.
Green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill. Green, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still.
Everybody, I want to hear it now.
That's the new Christy Minstrels, the original featuring Barry McGuire. We have more songs that keep coming in. The Green and the Blue. And here's one I haven't thought about in years, and it was a big hit. God Didn't Make Little Green Apples. The only rhyme I've ever heard for Indianapolis. And Green and Blue is a song that Mick and St. Clair identified. Green Mother from Outer Space from the movie version of Little Shop of Horrors. Ooh, Larry in Elwood City, The Ballad of the Green Beret, great addition. And also Pink Floyd's Green is the Color. Any others looking for songs, famous songs, with green in the title in honor of St. Patrick's Day and the parade this weekend? I see Michael wrote to us. Good morning, Michael. Good to hear from you. He has green sleeves and The Ballad of the Green Beret. And I am checking to see if there are any others that I might have missed. You can still sneak one in at 412-200-5975. Did we mention Greenfields? Which the Limelighters had a big hit with. I know I'm missing a few here. Thank you. Nick and Wes Mifflin just added the Ballad of the Green Berets as well. Thanks, Nick. Green Monolith Sheep by Fleetwood Mac, adds Kathy. Whew, lots of great additions. Thanks for playing along with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Is a sad tale I tell you of a sailor man's life, how his love for the high seas would cost him a wife. When I've told you my story, I'm sure you'll agree, it's not but pure folly when a man goes to sea. Just a young lad of 20, I was courting a lass full of innocent beauty with style and with class. But the ships in the harbor, they beckoned, it seemed. I was lured by the trade winds to find fiddler's green. When first I went sailing, how a young girl did cry. But the lure of the trade wind could not be denied. And though she vowed to be faithful, as my ship sailed away, she would marry another 1 year from that day. Yo-ho-ho, fiddler's green, bewitching young sailors with all of your dreams. Yo-ho-ho, she's calm and serene, enchantment awaits you on fiddler's green. Well, I've sailed many oceans since I left Boston town, and my hair has turned silver that was once chestnut brown. And from London to Bombay and ports in between, I was always in search of this fiddler's green. And to the young lads now courting pretty maidens so fair, should you hear those trade winds, let me warn you, beware. Go marry young girl, raise your corn and your beans. Don't waste your young manhood on fiddler's green. Yo ho ho, fiddler's green, bewitching young sailors with all of your dreams. Yo ho ho, she's calm and serene, enchantment awaits you at fiddler's green. Yo ho ho, young sailors with all of your dreams. Yo-ho-ho, she's calm and serene, enchantment awaits you at fiddler's green. It is a sad tale I tell you of a sailor man's life, how his love for would cost him his wife.
Tim O'Brien and Fiddler's Green here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You're going to meet some fiction writers coming up in just a moment or so.